Cheers.
Cheers.
That's good. Very smooth. What is that?
Monkey shoulder.
Monkey shoulder?
Whiskey.
It's perfect. Where is it from?
Blended malt scotch whiskey.
Let me see.
Small batches in somewhere in the world.
Yeah, it's excellent. Scotland. Looks like Scotland. Scotch whiskey from Scotland. All right, so.
All right, Rachel. What are we talking?
Oh, okay.
What date are we talking about today?
Well, I'll let you do your famous intro and then we can get to it.
What's a famous intro?
I don't know. Some kind of... Yeah, that sounds like it.
That's the intro.
That is the intro to Dating and Other Fucked Up Stories.
Long story short date.
Yeah, so... Well, so what's the long story short date intro? You usually do like a noodling theme.
No, it's for the end.
It's for the end?
Which I do very different things. I don't know, it happens naturally.
All right, so welcome to Long Story, Short Date. On guitar, we have Alejandro, the producer. And as always, this is Rachel Ash. So we have a few things to talk about.
Okay, update.
What should we start with?
The latest...
The latest date. And greatest date?
Or, yeah, I mean...
All right. I haven't been on too many dates. I think the last one I can really remember was about 2 weeks ago for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
I was literally auditioning people to be my Valentine's date.
Where? How?
On any and every dating app imaginable, which is highly toxic. Sorry, not sorry, but I had this goal. I wanted to have a very romantic Valentine's dinner. And a lot of times in Fort Lauderdale, if you don't make reservations well in advance for Valentine's Day, you are not getting into any good restaurant. Because Fort Lauderdale proper, you got to make these reservations way in advance. So what I did is pretty much right after New Year's, this is the first week in January, I made 2 reservations at different Fort Lauderdale
high-end restaurants.
High-end restaurants, very highly rated. I always go by Yelp. If it doesn't have like a 4.5 rating or higher, usually like 5-star rating, I don't like to go there because you don't know what you're gonna get. If you get anything lower than that, you may not have a good experience. It's just you don't really know what's gonna happen. So I picked 2 places. And the reason I picked 2 places is because the place I really wanted to go to was this place called Sushi by Bo.
By boat?
By Bo. It's B-O-U. That's Bo, right? Yeah. It's pronounced Bo, I believe.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So Sushi by Bo. And it's above Salt 7 in Fort Lauderdale. It's pretty much a speakeasy omakase experience. And if you don't know what omakase is... it's basically sushi. It's chef it's a chef selection of nigiri. Like, they slice the fish in front of you and they make the sushi for you. And that was going to be about a 10 to 12 course meal. And the reason I picked two places is that was the number one place I wanted to go. I had never been there. And I love sushi. Asian food is my number one pick every single time. Sushi, dim sum. Dim sum is my number one cuisine. And then sushi. So I really wanted to go there. But I knew it was kind of pricey. They have different options where you can get the standard, which would be, I believe it was like 10 to 12 courses. Premium, they add additional things in there like uni and stuff like that. Uni, which is sea urchin, if you're not well aware of sushi terms. Yes, so I picked that, and then I picked another option as a safe option because some people don't like sushi, so I wanted to make sure we had another option. The other option was Takato, which was, yeah, it's a restaurant, and it's at the Conrad right on Fort Lauderdale Beach. It's a solid pick. I have never had a bad piece of food there. Like, I've never had a bad dish at Takato. I've had my birthday there before, and it's right on the beach. It's Asian fusion. So I picked both places because I didn't know who I was going to be going on that date with. I thought I kind of came into this year, into 2024, ambitious that I would meet a wonderful man. I mean, I didn't give myself very much time, but that I would meet a very wonderful man. We'd go on this awesome date. I would just be like, "Hey, babe, you want to go out for Valentine's?" And then he would say something like, "Oh, I mean, yeah, I'd love to, but I didn't make reservations." And then I would just slide right in there very smoothly and be like, "Babe, I already did." You know, I wanted to be sly. I mean, a guy treats me, I want to make sure I take care of him too. So I wanted to be like, I guess, the man in this instance and have it all taken care of, but whatever. So I made those plans the first week in January right out the gate because I have expectations. And you shouldn't have expectations, but I did. So I...
Well, let me interrupt you there, because what you're telling me reminds me of this... I think it's How I Met Your Mother.
I Met Your Mother?
Yeah.
I've never seen that show.
I think you might relate to different moments in the characters.
Okay.
But this is almost not so much real life. Like, but one of the characters who... I mean, you've seen Friends.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily the same thing, but you could extrapolate a little bit. Joey being, or like rather, Barney Stinson being the Joey in How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
So, you know, this is like the ladies' man. And
all right.
That's a little bit
like,
out there.
Like the, how you doing?
That's literally, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So one of his like things, or in the show, one of the episodes, they mentioned how like around New Year's, he makes reservations for a bunch of different restaurants, like high-end restaurants that people would want to go.
Yeah.
And at the very end, he ends up selling the reservation to like people who actually...
Oh my gosh! That's smart.
That's so evil, but that's so smart, yeah.
So smart. I didn't go that far, but I did do something with my other reservation.
It reminded me of that.
Okay, all right, I'll take it. So yeah, I was on all the apps. We've just been going hard on this show, making sure we put out an episode every single week, develop interesting, compelling content for you listeners. Alejandro and I have just been killing it, so I really wasn't putting that much effort into finding somebody for Valentine's Day. I mean, I was and I wasn't, but it got to be a week and a half before Valentine's, and I was like, oh wow, I don't have a date for my premium Valentine's dinner, so let me find somebody. So I was on a bunch of different apps, Hinge, Bumble, Tinder. I started going on Tinder again because for a little while my Tinder was ratchet. Like, I don't know what happened to the programming on it. I had to contact somebody on Tinder because I would swipe and I wouldn't be matching with anybody. It would always be like the same weird five people popping up in my suggestions. And I'm like, there's definitely a mistake here because I always match with every few people. It's always a match. So something's off. And I was originally looking like in the FAQ, frequently asked questions section of Tinder. And I was like, I'm not getting any matches. And it came up with this. It came up with this that don't feel bad, but sometimes you just don't get matched with people. It was like something to that effect. And I was like, hey, that's mean. That's absolutely not the truth in this case. There's something wrong with your algorithm. So I got an email and I contacted Tinder support and they fixed my account. You know, the Tinder, I don't know what it is with Tinder. It's always...
But it's an actual thing?
Yeah, something happened with my account. So they fixed my account. It was something off with the programming, but this is not the first time I've had a programming issue with Tinder. Like, there's always something glitchy with the app. And you could download it, you could delete it, download it again, and still have the glitch. It's just something with Tinder. I don't know.
Or the account?
I don't think it's my account. I think it's just the software in general. I don't usually have that issue with Hinge or Bumble, but I don't know. I digress. So I was on Hinge, Bumble, Tinder, and Facebook dating. Facebook dating?
Wait, what?
Yeah, Facebook dating is a thing.
Like, is there an app for it or just like
no.
groups?
It's from your Facebook.
How so?
Yeah. Okay. So you, it'll ask you sometimes if you put your relationship status, if you say you're single, then it triggers the algorithm to ask you, do you want to join Facebook dating? And you could say yes or no. I was like, what the hell? So I joined. And I actually matched with somebody in my building. It was so fluke. This was like last year, the end of last year, I matched with somebody. Which is a whole other story. And I know he's listening to this right now. But I'll still share. Even though we're talking about the Valentine's thing, I'll share about this. Because Facebook dating might be where it's at. What it'll do, it'll find... friends who are single that you might have compatibility with, and it'll match you. It'll also do a location proximity
based, like, match you based on what?
It'll take into account who your Facebook friends are, and maybe in that group of friends there's a single guy or a single girl, and it'll match you, not match you, but it'll suggest this person. We didn't have anybody in common, me and my neighbor, but I think it was a location proximity. Somehow it knew like where I was. Yeah, the algorithms, AI, who knows how it figures it out, but matched with this guy. We'll call him Jay. Okay. Matched with him. And we were just talking about, we were like, hey, where do you live? And he's like, Fort Lauderdale. I'm like, I live in Fort Lauderdale too. And we just got to talking and I was like, yeah, I'm over in this area. He's like, wait, what building are you in? And I told him what building and he's like, you're lying, right? Like, we were in the same building in Los Olas area, like the same exact building. And so we got to talking. It seemed like we kind of really hit it off. He's a pharmacist. And and I almost stopped talking to him because instead of inviting me on a date, he was like, oh, hey, I'm in the jacuzzi. You want to come join me? That was his first interaction. That's how he wanted to meet up. He's like, hey, I'm heading down to the jacuzzi right now in between halftime. You want to meet me? And I'm like, I don't know you.
Yeah, it could be very awkward.
I don't know you, and I don't know if I necessarily want to shit where I eat, or in this case, you know, shit where I live. I don't know. That's really creepy. You're inviting me as a first date to see me half naked in a hot jacuzzi. And we all know what happens in jacuzzis. Come on.
There's a lot of germs in there.
A lot of bacteria. I'm not ready to exchange bacteria with you, man. You should know that, Mr. Pharmacist.
Maybe he wanted you to be one of his clients. Get you sick so he can go to his pharmacy and depend on him.
Hey, I mean, there's a lot of controversy surrounding that and why vaccines are sold and things like that. Like, viruses are released just to sell a vaccine to it. But that's very controversial, and that's not what this episode's about, or the entire podcast. We are talking about dating and the behaviors surrounding dating. So, Jay. Yes. So, Jay, I was like, no, bro. I'm not coming to the jacuzzi. I'm not going to be half naked in front of you for a first date. I'm a classy girl. Why don't you invite me on a real date? That's not a real date. Like, to see me half naked. And he was just like, oh, no, I didn't mean that. I just really like the jacuzzi. I'm like, yeah, sure, dude. Sure. It seemed very like lazy, you know, very lazy. Like, I don't, like, that kind of first impression was not a good impression, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you just want to like meet at the jacuzzi. Anyway, he ended up inviting me on a real date, and we went for, seafood on Las Olas at this really pretty decent place on Las Olas. Yeah. And from there, we became friends, and it turned out we knew a few people in common. And I'm actually watching his plants right now. He's on a trip.
Where are they? I don't see them.
No, they're...
No, sorry, Rachel. I don't mean to offend your...
He has bonsai.
With your listeners with bad jokes.
He has these bonsai plants, and he wanted me to take care of them and water them while he was gone in Montana. So I was like, okay, I'll water them. So I'm watching his plants. He's a plant dad, apparently. But no, we became good friends, good neighbors. Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing much more to say about that. You know, I kind of like jumped to a conclusion immediately. I'm like, oh, this guy's a total fuckboy. He's inviting me to downstairs to the jacuzzi. That's his effort. That's his first date.
Yeah.
I didn't really think much about that. My girlfriend didn't either, but I guess men don't really think about it that way. I think he was just thinking, I like the jacuzzi. We live in the same place. Hey, maybe she wants to come down and have like a high noon with me or something. Like, that's probably what he was saying. And it turns out he really does like jacuzzis. And we always hang out at the jacuzzi now. I mean, nothing happens. I don't want to put that... you know, thought out there that stuff is happening in the jacuzzi of my apartment complex. That is not the case. We literally just hang, drink high noons, and chill. Or heat up, but not in that way. Anyway, so yeah, Facebook dating could actually work. I mean, him and I are friends, but sometimes I think it could match you with better opportunities than perhaps Bumble and Hinge. I mean, again, it is kind of like a dating app, but sometimes it matches you with people who you might know through other people. So then if it says, oh, well, they're also friends with this person, there's some sort of accountability there. So you reach out to that person. Hey, what's up with Joe over here? Is there a reason why he's single? Why don't you give me the whole story here?
Okay.
Whereas on Bumble, like, it doesn't tell you who you may have in common. So there's no accountability. They could do and act however they want to act. Hey, maybe we figured out something here, like how to create a better dating app.
Yeah, you definitely cannot be a total dick, because people you know will find out.
And throw stones at you. Because society won't agree. Your friends will really be like, really, man? You did that? Anyway, let's go back to Valentine's Day. I was just getting into Facebook. So Facebook dating is an option. So I was talking to men on Facebook dating, Bumble, Hinge, Tinder, all of them, okay? And I would just be like, Do you want to be my Valentine?
Straight up?
Just straight up. Would you like to be my Valentine? Just... And I know it's a numbers game. It, unfortunately, I hate to approach it that way, but I knew it was a numbers game, so I approached every single match with Wanna Be My Valentine. I must have reached out to at least 30 people.
Ooh.
And I had some yeses immediately. But then, like, they were yeses, but I wasn't confident that they were truly committed, and I had never been on a date with them, and I was very nervous about going to a fancy restaurant with somebody on a first date. It was a little bit bold even for me. So I went the safe route.
Okay, which is?
I asked a friend to go with me.
As a friend's... friends in time?
But not just any friend. It was a blast from the past. Do you know who I asked?
So like someone who's been on the show? Like someone who has a story?
How did you know?
If you said blast from the past, I mean...
Yes.
Okay.
Somebody from the past. Let's go back 2 years. 2 years!
Okay, 2 years ago.
I reached out to Shoeless Joe.
Oh, okay. Is that the one who wrecked his car?
No. What he did is he...
You left in the hurry.
Yeah, 4th of July. Remember 4th of July a few years ago? We were on Fort Lauderdale Beach, and we were watching the Beach Boys perform with John Stamos.
Oh, with the whole fireworks and stuff.
Yeah, fireworks, and then we got stuck on the beach, and we had to walk all the way home to Flagler. All the way home to Flagler Village.
I feel like now I'm in your stories.
Yeah.
If I gotta remember vivid details out of your stories.
Yes. So if you have not heard of Shoeless Joe, right after this episode, you're gonna go head over to that episode. It's called Hot Girl... Hot Girl Summer. and it's about Shoeless Joe, who... left his shoes and his guitar at my apartment in the middle of the night, and I woke up and he was gone. Just gone.
Okay.
But his shoes remained.
To this very day?
Wouldn't that be a story? No, he freaked out like about a month later, and I ended up giving him his stuff back. But I was not going to give that guitar up. Like, I love that guitar. It's like a vintage Stratocaster. It's awesome. Anyway, so Shoeless Joe and I, we didn't talk for a little while. Maybe for 9 months to a year.
At all.
Yeah, we didn't talk for a while. And then all of a sudden we started talking again. And he was telling me about his girlfriend. And we were hanging out and playing guitar like usual. We were not dating at all. We just became really good friends. And we're good friends now, too. And he broke up with his girlfriend a few months ago. It's been really difficult for him. So I knew he wasn't with anybody. So I reached out and I was like, hey, Shoeless Joe, want to be my Valentine? And right away he's like, yeah, sure, let's do it. Let's go out as friends. Let's do it. I was like, yeah, let's go out as friends. And so because we were going out as friends, I told him about the two places I booked and how I really wanted to go to the omakase place. He had never done omakase sushi before. So I was like, oh, yes, good opportunity to introduce him to that world. And I sent him the pictures that were on Yelp. and for Sushi by Bo, and he was like, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. So Valentine's Day came. I was slightly nervous because I'm just like, is this guy really going to show up? I'm a little nervous. Like, we're friends, but I'm still a little nervous. And he confirmed that he was going to come. He met me at my place. And when I went down to go get him at the gate, he had flowers for me.
It's a nice gesture.
Nice gesture. I mean, this guy, we weren't even dating, and he was blowing all the other guys out of the water here.
Like,
I was
even
just
for
like,
their girlfriends.
Yeah, like, and he's just a friend, and he's bringing me flowers on Valentine's Day. That is amazing. I wish more guys would show up for dates with flowers. It's a very nice gesture, and it's good etiquette. That's actually what...
For a first date, you would want the person to bring flowers.
Okay, well, let's backtrack. I had one guy do that. He was in his 40s, and he brought me flowers. They were not good flowers. They weren't roses or anything, but on a first date, he did bring me flowers. And I think if I had found him attractive or... like attractive in a physical or personality way, I think it would have been better. But because that guy did it, I felt really creeped out that he brought flowers on a first date because I didn't know him. But I think if some other men had done it, I wouldn't have been creeped out at all. But I think men need to, I think it's nice. Like men used to bring flowers on dates for women. It just shows that they care. That they really thought it out. Like they planned the dinner, they brought you flowers. They're trying to win you over. This is a courtship. Have you ever brought your date flowers?
A couple of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they like it? Yeah, they do. There's no girl that's going to be
not
like,
a,
I
not
don't
a
like
bouquet
the flowers.
Of flowers, but just like, one flower is a nice. It's also, if you're going to go to a place, you don't have a place to put a bouquet of flowers.
Well, he brought a bouquet of flowers.
That's a bold move.
Well, no, not the creepy guy. I mean, Shoeless Joe brought a bouquet of flowers to my apartment.
Okay, to the apartment, that's different.
Yeah, he brought the bouquet of flowers. I did have one other guy bring a single flower, but you know what it looked like? It looked like he had picked it outside from the flowers, like from a flower bed. You know what the flowers look like that are in flower beds here? You know, like,
yeah.
It looked like he ripped one out just to like give it to me. I appreciate the resourcefulness, but I was like, ooh, someone's pretty pissed that their flower bed is disrupted right now. Some gardener out there. Yes. So anyway, Shoeless Joe, getting back to the story, Shoeless Joe shows up to the date and he's got a bouquet of flowers. So right away, I must have blushed, definitely, because I didn't expect flowers. I was like, oh, that's so nice. I put the flowers in water. I took a picture. I sent that picture to my mom. I'm like, look at this guy. And then she's messaging me back, oh, you need to keep him. And I'm like, we're just friends. We're just friends. But thanks, Mom. Then we went and walked together to the restaurant. I made him a drink first. I made my famous old fashioned, cause he loves that. And then we walked, to the restaurant. And when we got to the restaurant, we had drinks and then we got the omakase and it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. A great, great date. I know I talk about a lot of fucked up dates, but this was a wonderful date. We both had a great time, great conversation, great drinks, great food. The restaurant was fabulous. The people there serving us were great. Like whatever we needed, they came and gave it to us. Towards the end of the meal, it was like after the last course, I went and I had to go to the bathroom. And when I came back from the bathroom, Shoeless Joe had already paid the bill. I didn't expect for him to pay for me. He paid for me, the drinks, everything. He paid for the whole thing. Didn't once ask me for money. I was just like so blown away. It wasn't like the weird... dance at the end when you get the bill? Like, who's, like, are we doing 50%? Like, are we splitting? Like, what are we doing? Like, he just was like, no, like, he picked it up.
I mean, honestly, sometimes as a guy, it just feels good to do that.
Yeah.
Just because.
And I was just like, you didn't have to do that. That's so nice. He's like, no, you took me to this wonderful place. And I'm so happy that you invited me here. And he was just so, he was so happy. You could tell, like, he was just smiling so hard. And I was like, you know what? You took care of dinner. I'm going to take care of dessert. So we went to this Italian bakery on Los Olas. And I was like, pick out whatever you want. He got gelato. That's what he wanted. He wanted gelato. And then we went and got drinks at the Palm Room. At the Palm Room. And we met with my friend who works there at the Palm Room. We were just hanging. I had some drink. It's called Pond Water, I believe.
Pond Water.
It's called, I know it doesn't sound like a great name. It
sounds like a horrible name for it.
Yeah, I think it's called Pond Water. Anyway, so it's kind of like a green gin drink. And inside it, there's like this little flower. And if you eat, it's like some sort of flower or plant. And if you eat it, it numbs your tongue. My friend at the bar, like, she told me, you got to try this. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. I believe in you. And then you drink the pond water with it. And she's like, yeah, it has this this effect. I don't know if you've ever done cocaine. And I was like, no, I've never done cocaine. And she's like, yeah, it'll like leave your mouth a little numb. And it's kind of like similar to what cocaine does. I'm like, okay, I'll take your word for it. And it did. It numbed my mouth. And I was like, oh my gosh, what is this?
Extrasensorial experience.
Yes. It was like another element to the drink that I had never experienced before. And so Shoeless Joe and I had such a wonderful night. We walked back to my place. No, there was no kiss. There was nothing romantic like that. You know, we weren't going to do that. We hung out for a little while and then he headed home. But that was a wonderful, amazing date. Just amazing. Like, I wish more dates were like that.
What can you tell guys? Maybe some don't know what some little things that they can do that might make a difference. You know, there might be guys who are actually hoping to find ways to make a date go better without necessarily having to, like, go overboard. All right, you can lead in.
All right. Here's etiquette on how to win a woman over 101.
Tell us, Rachel, what are your thoughts on what a guy can do to impress a woman?
All right. I have a list of etiquette of things that men can do to win a girl over. This is basic etiquette for dating that has been kind of lost through dating apps and fuckboys and, you know, all of that stuff. So let's dive into it. What used to be the norm has been ignored. So let's go back a little bit. Let's put a little bit of romance back into our modern dating. Here's the etiquette for dating. Men, this is number one. Number one, hold the door. All right, hold the door for your lady. And everybody that's going in and out of that door. So, you know, hold the door for her, but make sure that you don't, like, let the door slam on the kid behind you guys, all right? Like, make sure, if you're going to hold the door, you're holding the door for the grandma that's walking into the restaurant, for you know, the girl you're taking out. And
The dog.
You're going to hold that door, okay? And she's going to, the girl you're on a date with, she's going to see you holding the door for little old grandma that's walking in. And she's going to be like, wow, this guy is so wholesome. You're going to win off of that. Okay. Hold the door.
Hire a random grandma to walk in so you can hold the door for her and impress your date.
I mean, you could. You totally could. That's not off the table.
Spy and that's box, random grandma over there.
Hey. Yeah. That is not unethical. Like, you can definitely do that. She doesn't need to know about that. That could be your wedding story. Like, you could throw it in that you hired Granny over there off of, like, backstage.com or whatever it is.
The street. Easiest $5 you will ever make.
Yeah, you hired Abuela down the street. Okay, so hold the door at the restaurant or anywhere. Just hold the door for her. And also, pick her up on the date. Maybe not the first date. Maybe don't pick her up on the first date. But in general, if you are picking her up for a date, make sure you open the door for her. Okay? And honestly, she should be waiting for you to open that door. It's proper etiquette. You should be opening the door for her and closing the door for her. This is very minor. This is very minor, but this is basic. And it just shows that you have good upbringing, that you probably come from a good family, and you understand etiquette, basic etiquette. And that you're not going to embarrass her when she introduces you to her parents. I know this is very minor, but it shows that you have good manners and you understand social norms. That's number one. Number two. Take the hat off. Just take the hat off. If you're going into a restaurant, take that hat off. It could be a ball cap. It could be a cowboy hat. Proper etiquette is when you're at a restaurant, don't wear a hat. It's very disrespectful to everybody there, especially if it's a fine dining institution. It's just sometimes they probably won't even let you in. And there's a few guys I've dated one or two who will wear a hat religiously and they won't take it off. It's because they're actually balding and they're insecure about it. But listen, don't worry about it. If you're insecure about her not wanting to be with you because you're going bald, that is not the woman for you. If she likes you, she truly likes you. And women most of the time will go for personality. So if she likes you, she likes you. It doesn't matter if you're going balding. So if you're going bald, so just like take off the hat, just rip it off, like first date, you know, this is who you are.
Some girls might even dig it. So.
Some girls even like that. There's like a whole, isn't there like a whole like hashtag around that too? About
free the cap.
Like bald and shiny. I don't know what it is, but yes. Be yourself. Don't be insecure about it, but do not wear a hat on that date. Okay? She's going to show up looking her finest. Okay? She got waxed for that date. She got her nails done. She got highlights in her hair. You know, she bought into this date and you're showing up with a hat that's beat up, you know, been thrown around a couple times in the dirt at the baseball field. No, just don't wear it. And that's number two, don't wear the hat. Number three, we have a very controversial item here for number three. What do you think it is, Alejandro?
Who is going to be paying for the date?
Oh, ooh, controversial.
I mean, what else can be that
controversial? I know, I'm not sure why this has become controversial, because throughout history, it's always been that the man takes care of that part. Okay. Everybody's different. For me, this is how I approach it. If a man is asking me out on a first date, he's courting me. He wants to show me the best side of him. So if he invites me out, I don't want to do this song and dance at the end of the bill, like at the end of the dinner, like, oh, who's paying? Like, should I reach for my purse? Ladies, I mean, you guys can do the reach. I never reach. Sometimes I don't bring the purse. Okay? I don't bring the purse. And I know we have Apple Pay and all that stuff. It doesn't matter. I don't do a reach because he invited me out. He's courting me. I want to see, this is kind of my test, okay? This is my test. What is his intention here? I approach it, and I think everyone should approach it this way. You're a company. You're a business, all right? You invite another company out to try to win their business. So you're saying, we're going to take you out to dinner and try to win your account. Okay, you take them out to dinner. The bill comes and you let the other company pay for their dinner. You're the one who asked them out for dinner, but they're paying for themselves. Okay, maybe you all had a few drinks and you just, you know, kind of fumbled a little bit. Oh, oops, I forgot to put my card down for the whole meal, and you let them sneak their credit card in there. Okay, whatever. Do you think that that company the next day is going to go with your company? You invite them out to dinner and you make them pay for the dinner that you invited them out for? That's poor form. You think you're going to win that business? Are you going to win that account? You absolutely will not win that account. In fact, they will run and call their competitor the next day and tell them what happened. Okay? This is the same in dating. We're humans, all right? I mean, do you know what would happen? If you took a girl out, you invite this girl out, okay? She's gorgeous. She's a 10 out of 10. You're a pretty decent looking guy too, you know? You go out, the date is wonderful. Everything's going well. The check comes and you ask her to pay for her half. You're like, oh, you know, you want to do 50-50? I'm a feminist. Like as a man, I've had men say that. We're like, oh, I believe in feminism and I believe, you know, in splitting and things like that. She's going to be like, you know, she's going to be on her best behavior because she's on a date. You're a stranger. You know, she really liked you. You asked her out at that coffee shop and, you know, maybe she hadn't been on a date in a while. And, you know, you started romancing her a little bit. And she's like, okay, I want to go out with this guy. And she got so excited. She told all her girlfriends that you were taking her out for dinner. Okay? She told all the girlfriends. So you take her out, the bill comes, and you make her pay for her side of the bill. Now, I know we all want to think that people don't gossip. Okay? Oh, if she gossips, if she talks about me on that date, oh, that's so toxic. Good thing I didn't get into a relationship with her.
Sure, people have podcasts talking about bad dates.
Oh, yeah. I wonder who has a podcast about bad dates and bad behavior. I don't know anybody. Right? I don't know anybody who has a podcast about poor behavior on dates. So what I'm saying is she talked you up before that date. She told all her girlfriends about you and everything. And it's not like she was looking to gossip. She had her girlfriends after the date ask her, how did the date go? And she's going to be like, I don't know. Like, I thought it went well, but then the bill came and he asked me to put my card down. And it was very uncomfortable and this and that. She's going to tell all her friends what happened on that date. So right away, I know we don't want to think that people gossip, but people absolutely talk. And you're only as good as your reputation. And Fort Lauderdale, for instance, is, I mean, it's a big city, but it's kind of a small town at the same time. So she's telling all of her single girlfriends that you made her, that you asked her out on this date and you made her pay for herself. So right away, even if you and this girl you asked out on a date didn't hit it off, you have eliminated all of her friends and then friends of them as well, because that's going to like trickle down to other people. And we all meet people. You probably met her on a dating app. So your picture is literally going to be shown to all of these people as, don't go out with this guy. I don't know about his intentions. He doesn't seem like he's financially sound, like something's up. He made me pay for myself on the date and I didn't even order anything, like, and he made me pay. You know, it's going to be something like that. I have heard this 1,000 times from other girlfriends, and you know what's going to happen. She's going to share all that information. She's going to be kind of upset. She's going to talk about that date with all the other girls. And then right after, she's probably going to find a guy who does show up and respects her and picks up the bill and courts her and buys her flowers, and she's going to end up in a relationship with that man who never once asked her to put her card down, okay? So she's going to end up in a relationship with this guy. You're going to be helicoptering her Instagram stories, seeing her in a relationship, a full-blown relationship with this guy. You're going to be comparing yourself to this guy, like, what happened? I thought we had a great date and this and that. And you're going to wonder what happened, you know? Well, honestly, it's because, you know, because of that, because the impression, the first impression that you made on that date, you basically, you worked so hard to just fumble, at the goal line. And what's the purpose of dating if you're, you know, like, what was the purpose of that entire charade if you're just going to fumble it at the end? You invite somebody out only to, like, let them pay for themselves. It's kind of slightly disrespectful to be like, honey, I want to take you out. You're going to pay for your drink? What? It's not a nice gesture. It's not a good look. Just cover the date. It's not a big deal. I also think, and this is very controversial, and this is just my opinion, but if you're not in good financial standing, maybe you shouldn't be dating. You should have that discussion with yourself. Maybe I shouldn't be dating. It only gets more expensive as more things come up. Like once you enter into a relationship, you get married, you buy a house, you have kids, it just starts snowballing. There's more and more expenses. Okay. So if you're not in a financially sound space, then I would say, you know, maybe just hold off, work on yourself. Maybe dating is not the way to go right now. So that's number three, which is quite controversial. Number four kind of goes with number two. Dress to impress.
Yeah.
No flip-flops. No Crocs with socks. That's actually a thing. Yeah. I had a guy show up with Crocs and socks.
I mean, he might just really believe in his sense of style.
Yeah. The bare minimum, you should show up in the typical male dating attire, which consists of the following. Black tee, jeans, and white shoes, like white sneaks. That is like the basic male outfit.
I mean, so white sneakers?
It's like white sneakers, maybe jeans. Dress shoes, maybe, but like at the bare minimum. Okay, it depends on where you're going. If you're going to a fancy place, wear a dress shirt. It goes a long way. When a guy wears a dress shirt, oof, hot. So hot. And dress shoes. Brown dress shoes. Oh my God. So hot. But so many times men, when they show up to the date, they have a ripped shirt and you show up, look like girls show up, they have their hair done. They invested and they got their nails done. They got waxed for that date. They already put in so much money to get to that date, and to show up and you're not dressed well for dinner at a nice upscale place in Fort Lauderdale proper or Miami proper. She's going to consider that because you are, this is dating, right? So this is her considering you being her man. So if you're showing up, you're bringing her value down. If you show up like that, she shows up looking like a 10 and you show up looking like a 3. That's a disconnect. And she shouldn't have to dress you at this point. We're all like late 20s, 30s. We should know how to dress by now. This is not high school. This is not like, oh, I mean, wearing concert t-shirts and flip-flops, Crocs or whatever. No, I mean, we are adults now. You shouldn't need a woman to dress you and pick out your wardrobe for you. Women are not looking to like make over men. That's like, I mean, that's very high school, college, but not, when you're in your late 20s and early 30s. So dress to impress. So show up looking your finest. Trust me, it goes a long way. Like this, again, these are first impressions. You dress up looking fine. She's going to remember that. She's going to tell everybody about that. She's going to dream about you. Just show up looking nice. She already invested. Honestly, girls, between the makeup, the face serums, the teeth whitening, the waxing, just to show up to that date, it's costing a girl at least $500. And I know like guys disagree. They don't think that. It costs us a lot of money to go on a date. I know girls who tell me they need 3 days in advance to prep. Not me, I'll just go on a date, whatever. But I know girls that literally need 3 days advance notice because they go all out in prepping for that date. They'll buy a new outfit.
I think it also depends on like the intentions on both parties, be it guys or girls. Because I know at some points people might take these apps, opportunities, if you want to call them, not really that serious, which I guess it's valid. They're apps for the general public.
Yeah.
Even though at this point, if I go meet up with someone there, I don't want to waste my time. I would rather stay home and do some work or do whatever else I feel like doing.
Yeah. Or do an episode
of dating and other fucked up stories. I know there's also people that just go there with the intention of just, they don't have anything else to do and let's see what happens. Don't really care about
it. Oh, let's talk about that. Because a lot of time, I did go on a date a couple of weeks ago. So because I went to Sushi by Bo with Shoeless Joe, I went on a different date with this other guy who's a creative director. And he took me to Takato. So it's like I got both within the same week. It was Valentine's Day.
Hannah Montana, your way into your restaurants.
Yeah, and I love Takato. It was great. So he took me there, this guy. And I asked him straight up, I've just been asking this lately, like, what are your intentions? Like, I feel like a dad, like, what are your intentions for my daughter? And some people won't
straight
tell me.
Straight up asking?
Yeah, some people would be weird about it.
At the date or...
At the date. I have no shame. So I was like, what are your intentions? And he's like, oh, I don't know. I'm just getting out of something really serious. I'm just, you know, I'm open to a possible relationship, but I'm just not ready. Like, I'm going to therapy. I'm starting therapy on Wednesday and this and that. And I'm just like, okay, that's cool. You know, I'm glad you're telling me your intentions and I'm glad you're working on yourself. We might not be at the same place in life because I'm already ready to go. You know, I'm ready to go invest in that next man and build a relationship with him. So I've already done the work. Obviously, you're getting out of something. You need your time. I didn't say this to him, but this is the things I was thinking about. So by asking, what are your intentions? I know it's so formal and people get put off by it, but it really puts it in perspective. Where they're at, and you could also gauge their communication level. Like if they don't want to answer that question, they don't want to answer other tough questions. And that's going to be very difficult to have any sort of friendship or romantic relationship with that person. So right away, like I've just started asking people what their intentions are and things like that. But this is interesting. So going back to, oh, people go on dates with no intentions. Well, that guy probably had no intention either. But I remember... this must have been 10 years ago or 20, maybe 15 years ago. I think I was in college and I was interviewing for a job at a coffee shop. And I went on the interview and the interview, I thought I was killing it. I was like, yes, I'm going to be a barista at this place. I'm killing it. Yes, I'm going to get hired so I can work this summer. Yeah, I thought I was a shoo-in, right? I was really hitting it off with the owner. Or not the owner, with the manager. Then at the end, I said something to the effect, or I asked something to the effect of, oh, so when are you looking to hire? Just to get kind of like a time frame. And she said to me, like, we had already been on this interview for about a half hour, 45 minutes. She said to me, oh, we're not really hiring right now, but I like to meet people.
What?
She's like, yeah, I just like to meet people. We're not really hiring.
Okay.
So I was like, what? I was just so shocked. I'm like, what just happened? I just spent all this time prepping for this interview. She led me on, basically, thinking that she had a job opening at that cafe, only to find out she just needs a therapist. She doesn't need me. She doesn't need to, like, talk to me. She needs a therapist. Not that she wants to meet new people. I think she needs a therapist. It's not like we were going to be best friends from an interview.
Rachel, you constantly expose me to the weirdest people in the world.
I mean, how does that happen? How do you show up for an interview and they tell you, yeah, I just like to meet people? So zero intentions. You totally disrespected my time. And she, like, flat out told me, basically, that she disrespected my time. You know what I mean? I was so shocked. Oh, but we'll keep your resume on file in case something opens.
Yeah, not like that.
I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting.
Do you remember their name?
No, I don't. I'm not that good with names. I've only started to become fairly good at names a few years ago. I can't. So, yes. Yeah, so it's like this same concept is now like this same concept from interviewing is now haunting me in the dating world, because in the dating world, you have men and women, actually. So men having zero intention for your time, like they're going out for you. They're going through the motions of going out on a date with you because society says they're supposed to date. And I guess they feel that burden, that heaviness. So, okay, yeah, I'm going to go on a date with this girl. But then you ask them what their intention is and they say, oh, I don't have any intention. I mean, I don't have any expectation.
I mean, that's valid too.
Yeah, that's valid. But why date then if you have zero intention? It's like going to the restaurant and not ordering food even, you know, like, I don't know.
Window shopping.
Let me see if there's a supermodel on the menu today. If there's not, I'll just keep going. So basically there's that etiquette. And I have had men reach out to me after listening to the podcast. And they're like, wow, I really learned a lot from listening to your fucked up dates. I'm sorry that you're going on fucked up dates, but I've actually learned a lot from listening to your show. And I didn't realize that I was doing that on the date and that was not the right thing to do. And it's really helped me. Like I've had men reach out about things like that. So I'm helping them navigate the world of online dating, I suppose. They're hearing the female perspective of kind of like what our expectation or what would be my expectation in dating. And they're applying it to their own dating life to find their own success. You know?
Well, maybe you should ask people to say if they have tried anything here and see if it have made a difference.
Yes. And also, I have had a few other people slide into my DMs. For you, actually, Alejandro. I had somebody slide into my DMs for Alejandro over here. Maybe that's how you're gonna meet your girl.
Oh Lord, who would know?
Yeah,
who can imagine?
So this woman slid into my DMs at Dating Podcast on Instagram. She slid in recently, and she was like, "He's cute." And then I was like, "Who, the producer?" And she's like, "Yeah, is he single?" And I was like, yeah. And then I forwarded it to Alejandro.
I'm just doing my job.
Oh my gosh. So good, though.
It's funny. She might be listening to this at this moment.
She's a fan. She's definitely a fan.
That's a little bit...
You have fans. You're famous. The producer is famous. He might be more famous than I.
I guess thank you, Rachel. least I could say.
I did have this guy I was dating a few months ago, the sensei, the karate sensei. He asked me about you.
Really?
He's like, so, yeah, you and the producer, was that ever a thing? I was like, no, we are working relationship only. We are both very much single. We're both friends, and we're single, and we're out on the market. But not dating each other or anything.
In a sense, me producing this might help you find your man.
Yay! My emotionally secure man.
I'm sure there's men who might just listen to this type of podcasts to find women who would actually meet their level or standards or, I don't know, same thought.
Yeah.
Rachel, maybe you should create a dating app.
Yeah, maybe I should create a dating app. It probably would be far superior to the ones that are currently on the market. Maybe I'll meet with a software developer. That'll be the next thing I create after the cocktail book.
And that software developer is your future husband. And you create an empire of a new dating app that will take over the world and eliminate all these types of podcasts.
Oh my gosh. World domination?
World domination.
Oh my god, yes. Or maybe you and I will do that. Mwahaha. It's like Pinky in the Brain, you know that show, like the little cartoon characters?
Yeah.
World domination.
I would like to think I'm the brain.
Maybe you are the brain, you are the producer. Wait, does that mean I'm Pinky?
You put yourself in this.
Damn. All right, so long story short, date, just hold that door for her. Come on, bring flowers, okay? Bring flowers on that date. Make a good impression. And slide into our DMs and hit us up at Dating Podcast.
If you enjoy this episode today, feel free to send it to a friend in need. If you're listening on Apple, take a moment to write a review. I truly appreciate all of you. You all help keep this podcast alive. To help us grow, click on the Support the Show link in the description of this episode. By supporting us, you help us expand our content and upgrade the show. Get early access to episodes and exclusive perks. Subscribe now on Patreon.